Joining me now on the KRDO Newsline is ABC's Andy Field in Washington. And Andy, we're starting to get a little bit more of that time frame for when the article of impeachment will be handed over to the Senate and how those proceedings will move on in the case of former President Donald Trump.
Well, we're told Nancy Pelosi is going to deliver the article of impeachment to the Senate on Monday, which means under the Constitution, they have to start the trial the next day. Senator Lindsey Graham, who's been a longtime supporter and friend of President Trump, has asked for a delay so that his lawyers can have time to get a defense together. I don't think that's going to happen. And if indeed this goes through, then there are Democrats that are worried that the Senate will simply just shut down and do this for as long as it takes. That didn't happen the last time around when the Republicans were in control, because they had judges to approve. They had things the president wanted to get through, and the Chief Justice had things to do in the morning, so they didn't really get started until noon every day, and they had the mornings for hearings and such. Well, Lindsey Graham is now saying, no, we can't do that. Well, a year ago he was saying something different, but that is not unusual for Lindsey Graham to change completely 180 degrees from what he said the year before.
Exactly. And this all comes as there's still the backdrop of the question surrounding, is it even constitutional or legal to impeach a president once they've already left office?
Well, they've had impeachments before of other officials who've left office. So it's not unprecedented whether this particular president, and by the way, he was impeached already. I mean, he was impeached while he was in office, not out of office. The question is the trial a moot point, because you're not really removing him from office anymore? But the Democrats are saying, and some Republicans as well, I mean, I think there were 10 Republicans that voted with the Democrats in the House, saying this is such a high crime and misdemeanor, inciting an insurrection and putting the lives of members of Congress at risk, including his own vice president, that he has to be held to account for this here, and that's why they are pushing for this. I don't know if this is going to face any legal challenges in the Supreme Court, but it does seem that this trial is going to go forward starting on Tuesday.
And this is all, again, something that the optics aside might also be for the future, and the Democrats especially trying to make sure that there's something put in place where Donald Trump cannot run for federal office ever again.
Well, it's not just the Democrats who want that. We're hearing rumblings from behind the scenes that Mitch McConnell, the top Republican in the Senate, is none too happy about having the shadow of Donald Trump over his members who will run for re-election in the next couple of years, and that he may actually support this as well. Look, there are a lot of Republicans, despite what they say publicly, because they have to, because they're worried that they're going to lose support from folks who were pretty big President Trump supporters, and those same people will put them back into office in primaries and general elections. So they're walking a very narrow tightrope in terms of doing the right thing and doing the thing that keeps their jobs.
Yeah, and speaking of jobs, has there been any word yet on who's going to have that job of defending Donald Trump in that Senate trial?
Yeah, there's a lawyer's name's Butch, and I'm sorry, I don't remember his last name, but we're told that he's one of the people here. None of the people that I think defended him the last time will be involved in this here. Some of them were part of the White House counsel, and of course, since they don't work for the White House anymore, they don't have to defend the office of the presidency. Famously, Rudy Giuliani, who has been the lead on these debunked, disproven, and thrown out of court election fraud claims, at first said he was going to be the guy defending the president, and then literally less than 24 hours later said, no, I'm not going to be the guy, because I just happened to give one of those incendiary speeches that they impeached the president for, and I may end up being a witness. So I'm not sure that's true, his reasoning for why he can't be the lawyer, but, you know, in Donald Trump land, people get thrown out the door and under the bus quite often, and it seems that maybe Rudy Giuliani has this time as well.
Yeah, it's very interesting to track, and of course, we'll see how this all plays out in the beginning portions of next week. ABC's Andy Field, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you.
All right, we have another check of traffic and weather together still ahead right here on KRDO News Radio.